We want to say hi to Dan, who is listening to us in Atlantic City, where he just moved. Dan, was that Coffee Dan?
No, it was not Coffee Dan. It seems Coffee Dan folded, but then there is a independent Coffee Dan in Oklahoma.
Oh, so there's a different Coffee Dan. But that's not the guy who listens now in Atlantic City.
As far as I know, maybe he just, Oklahoma went very well and he decided to retire to Atlantic City.
Yeah, because that's where you want to take your retirement money. You want to take it right to Atlantic City. Blow your nest egg in 3 days. All right. Okay, we've got some offbeat holidays that you can celebrate in December in case there's not enough holidays for you in December, as evidenced by Esmeralda wanting more. Today, December 5th, Esmeralda, it's bathtub party day.
Oh, all right. I can only fit one person in my tub.
Oh.
Just one. That's it.
That's it.
How do you know?
It's quite tiny.
It's a tiny tub.
It's a tiny tub.
Okay. But it's a bath. You can have a party by yourself in your bathtub today.
Party of one.
Party of one. All right. December 10th. Mark your calendars. It's gingerbread decorating day. Aren't there a lot of days in December that are dedicated to gingerbread decorating? But this is the one specific day, December 10th. You ever make gingerbread cookies, Esmeralda?
I never have. I'm not the biggest fan of gingerbread.
Oh.
So,
What about you, Dan? You ever make gingerbread cookies?
I, too, am not a fan.
You're not a fan of the gingerbread? What's wrong with you people? You don't like ginger snaps?
No. Not really, no.
What the hell is wrong with you?
We have taste buds? I don't know.
All right. Now, here's the question. December 12th, is poinsettia day or is it poinsettia day? Poinsettia or poinsettia? What's the correct way of pronouncing it?
As the former producer of Let's Talk Gardening, we always went with poinsettia.
You always went with poinsettia?
Yes.
That's what I've said, too, but some people say poinsettia. Esmeralda, what do you say, poinsettia or poinsettia?
Poinsettia sounds better than poinsettia, but then there is an I.
Yeah, there is.
Eyes usually aren't silent.
This day doesn't just celebrate the festive flower. It also marks the death of its namesake, John Roberts Poinsett. So the guy's name isn't even poinsettia or poinsettia. It's Poinsett. Poinsett. The botanist and first U.S. ambassador to Mexico brought clippings of the Europhobia polycarima back to the States from southern Mexico and then grew the plant at his South Carolina home. I wonder how it became associated with Christmas. You know? Interesting. So anyway, it's poinsettia day. On the 12th. December 15th. Oh, Esmeralda, we should celebrate this one. Cat Herders Day.
Is that a job?
I don't know. So what do you do to celebrate that? Do you go out and just like find a bunch of cats like Dave?
Well, I'd like to, like, who considers themselves cat herders?
I don't know. I guess somebody with several cats.
I guess so. More than two, and you do have to herd them.
You have to herd them if you've got 5-6 cats around the house. You got to herd them. Now you only have the one.
Yeah.
Do you have to herd Smokey?
I mean, I guess. Yeah, because she'll get into places I don't want her. So then I kind of have to like.
And then she just like you do that. You go yeah. That's good. That's good. Cat herder. Does your cat, like, if your cat gets into something and you say, get out of there, and your cat just goes, just shut up and feed me?
She'll get angry about it.
Yeah. And that's good. I don't care. I'm a cat. Just shut up. Feed me.
Yeah.
And enjoy the crap that I'm going to leave on the bed. I hope you enjoy that. Okay, December 17th is Wright Brothers Day. This is the day that marks, it will be the 114th anniversary of the Wright Brothers' historic first flight. Well, see, that's something, you know? Not like Cat Herders Day. Who you know, that's an actual thing. The Wright Brothers Day, that's an actual anniversary. That's a thing. That's a thing. Who was sitting around going, today should be Cat Herders Day?
I had thought that Cat Herders was an expression.
It
just,
is?
Just for rounding up difficult things. Like, I'm round a, like, how's your day been? Oh, man, I've been hurting cats. It's just like.
Oh, is that? Oh, yeah. You're right.
When it's just like there's no possible way that you're going to get anything done. Everything is just tumbling in all directions.
You know, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's not a term that I've heard a lot. But, yeah, I've heard it before. I've heard it before. It's like herding cats.
It's like herding cats.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's not about a job?
As far as I know, I thought, yeah. I mean.
No, it's like.
I like that sometimes we thought that there were actual cat herders. Right.
There's guys out there. No. It's like herding cats is an impossible, it's an impossible thing.
Right. It's like a night where just everything has gone wrong.
Right.
And you're just trying to keep it all together, but obviously you can't because it's like herding cats.
On this day, then, on this cat herder's day, are we supposed to do stuff that's impossible
just
to get done?
Or recognize people whose jobs, like basically every teacher on the planet.
Yeah. It's true. Okay. All right. Well, all right. We got some more holidays that we're going to be talking about here. How about this one? December 21st is Celebrate Short Fiction Day. I don't know. I kind of think that should be like every day. Yeah. December 21st, again, if you don't want to celebrate short fiction, it's Forefathers Day. The Mayflower Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock on this day in 1620. December 21st, 1620. So why do we celebrate Thanksgiving in November, Thursday in November? Because there'd be too many. Well, no. I mean, it's only 4 days before Christmas, so I guess that's why. I don't know. All right. Hey, we got a break here. We've got the news coming up. Then after the news, we've got more weird holidays that you can celebrate in December. We've got famous birthdays to celebrate in December, in addition to Christmas and all the other fun stuff, New Year's Eve, that you can do here in December. And we've got more of that coming up. Right after we take a break here on WGN. Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude. Weekday mornings, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Yes. And we're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 o'clock. And at 6 o'clock, it is Mr. Steve Cochran for your morning drive. Our phone number and text number, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And you can also check us out on Twitter, at Nick D Show. Follow us there. The best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page. Like us. It's facebook.com/Nick D Show. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right. All righty then. So we got some more of these holidays to celebrate, Esmeralda. How about Humbug Day?
Oh.
Oh.
I kind of like that.
December 21st. December 21st is a lot of stuff going on December 21st. Get all of your baas and scowls and growls out now. No one will tolerate them come Christmas. So you can be, wow, Mr. Ba Humbug on the 21st.
That's kind of mean.
What do you mean?
I just thought, like, you get this one day, that's it.
That's it.
After that, no one's going to listen to you. It's like, geez.
Well, everybody wants to be all Christmassy.
Right.
And happy.
Mm-hmm.
December 29th is TikTok Day. The explanation here is, in case you needed another reminder of the inevitable passage of time and or an occasion to reevaluate how those 2016 resolutions were going. TikTok Day.
When is this?
29th.
I mean, a few days later is when you think about, I guess you start anew.
I guess. Do you make resolutions?
Yeah, but I mean, they're very vague and they never get done.
Like what?
You know, lose weight, eat better.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of, you know, I'm going to exercise. I'm going to do it this year. And then, I don't really do much.
Yeah. I don't bother with them.
You make resolutions to not make resolutions.
Yeah. I just stand like, whatever.
Yeah.
December 30th, No Interruptions Day. Things are probably pretty quiet in the days leading up to 2017. Why not take this opportunity to disconnect and get some things done or nothing at all? So just cut yourself off, then you're guaranteed to not have any interruptions.
I don't have any interruptions.
You don't?
I mean, I don't know about you, but my job is not very stress-inducing. No one's emailing me like in the middle of the day, like, ah, we need this.
Get this form and put it in a manila envelope and send it to HR.
Is your presentation done? Like, no one asks me that. So
I don't think I've ever been asked if my presentation has been done. Maybe ever in my life.
Really?
Well, maybe in school. Maybe at school, yeah.
I think school was more stressful for me than actual life now. It's just quite nice.
Yeah. All right, are you ready for some famous birthdays?
Mm-hmm.
You know whose birthday it is today?
Whose?
Walt Disney.
Oh.
Born on this date in 1901.
Wow.
So 115 then today.
So young.
Walter Elias Disney was a sketch artist from an early age, and his cartoons from the 20s were so successful, he eventually opened his own studio where Mickey Mouse was born. Emily's favorite thing on the planet right now.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Yep.
Dan sounds thrilled with that. Okay. Always looking for bigger and better things, Disney produced the first full-length animated feature in 1937. Do you know which movie it was? The very first full-length?
Mickey
No.
on the Road.
No. Full-length.
Oh, that's not a full...
You're thinking of, like, Steamboat Willie.
Right.
No, that's a short. Full-length.
Okay.
Like, a full-length movie. The very first one, 1937.
Snow White.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, I saw something... it was like a documentary thing on Walt Disney, and they were talking about Snow White, mm-hmm. how it was really dark.
Yeah.
And how people were they were scared that it wasn't going to do well because it was so dark and like tragic.
That's true. It's true.
But everyone loved it.
It's still beautiful. I mean, you look at it, it's the first animated full length animated movie from 1937. It's gorgeous. The animation is beautiful and it's scary, man. There's some scary stuff in there. All of the Disney stuff is scary, man. You know, I remember when I saw Pinocchio and the whale swallowed him up. Mm-hmm. I was like, I was terrified when I was a kid. Bambi is traumatizing. Bambi is a traumatizing movie.
His mother dies. It's awful.
Yeah. Come on.
And poor Bambi has to deal with life.
Yeah. Get thrown right in there. He's got no interruption day for him.
Oh, no.
December 8th. Mm-hmm. You know whose birthday we have to celebrate on December 8th? Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh.
Sammy Davis Jr. was destined for show business. Born to two vaudevillians, he began performing on stage at the age of 4. You can watch his film debut at the age of 7 in the short Rufus Jones for President, 1933. Davis's career included vaudeville, stand-up comedy, singing, dancing, Broadway musicals, movies, and TV. He was a member of the infamous Rat Pack with Frank Sinatra. And he was particularly known for his celebrity impressions.
I don't remember that.
Sammy Davis Jr. did impressions? Maybe in his vaudeville act?
I guess so, but...
Did he do... Dan, do you remember him doing impressions?
Nah, not really.
Yeah, I guess I'm not the biggest fan of Sammy Davis Jr.
You gotta be.
I've never seen any of his impressions.
Yeah. Wow, all right. I mean, I knew he was a all-around performer. The guy could do everything.
Right, but for something to say that they're known for impressions.
And they use the word particularly. It's particularly known for his celebrity impressions. Really?
Easy.
Because I would think singing and dancing. That's the first thing that I think of.
I think they knew Sammy Davis Jr. differently than we do.
I think so, too. Emily Dickinson, December 10th, 1830. Poet Emily Dickinson spent most of her life... in her home in Amherst, Massachusetts, surrounded by family. While she's often remembered as a recluse, Dickinson did have a noteworthy social life, and even at one point she was part of a scandal. Ooh.
She show her ankle out in public on it.
Have you seen the movie The Piano?
No.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Anyway, there's a scene in the movie that's really, really sexy. It takes place in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And early 1900s, maybe. 1800s, I think. I haven't seen it in a while. But, like, Holly Hunter, you know Holly Hunter's in it.
Yeah. Isn't she blonde? She's deaf?
She's deaf.
Okay.
Well, she chooses not to speak.
Oh.
She's not deaf. She chooses not to speak.
Oh, okay.
So she's mute. And Anna Paquin plays her little daughter in it. Mm-hmm. And Harvey Keitel is kind of the, you know, Sam Neill is her husband. Harvey Keitel is sort of the love interest.
Didn't Anna Paquin win?
She did. She won. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Won the Oscar for supporting actress. It's a great movie. Seriously. It's a great, great movie. One of the best movies of the 90s. Mm-hmm. There's a very sexy scene in the movie because like they're all like everybody is close. Like she's got 50 layers.
Right.
You know, corsets and this and that and stockings. And there's one part where she's playing the piano and Harvey Keitel is loving what he's hearing. And he kind of like looks underneath. And she has, like, a little hole in her stocking. And, like, he gets all, like, ugh.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding. It's a very sexy moment. It's a really, really sexy moment in the movie.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And that, by the way, is a very sexy movie. The piano?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Holes in their stockings.
And- she had a hole in her stocking, and he went nuts. He's like, I've never seen a hole in a stocking like this before. This is the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
Okay. But seriously, Esmeralda, it's a great film. You should see it. All right. Speaking of Sammy Davis Jr., December 12th, Frank Sinatra. Old Blue Eyes started his singing career with big bands in the 30s. Effortlessly, he moved into the role of teen heartthrob in the 40s and began appearing in movies where he proved to be a natural. In the 50s, Sinatra had his own TV show. He won an Oscar for From Here to Eternity, not to mention all the Grammy Awards he won. When his record sales flagged, Sinatra became a record company executive, but ultimately made comebacks with his music in both the 60s and 70s while constantly adding to his acting credits. You know what little tidbit about The Godfather I forgot to tell our audience?
What was that?
Was that the character of Johnny Fontaine in The Godfather,
mm-hmm.
Sinatra hated that character because it very, very similar to him.
Mm-hmm.
Although Mario Puzo says it wasn't based on Sinatra, it was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like anybody who's a crooner.
Oh, and they go out of their way. And, you know, and he said, of course,
think it'd be like, I know that's Sinatra.
Of course it is. And the movie takes place in the 40s, you know, and so, I mean, it starts in the 40s.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he was a teen heartthrob. He shows up at the Corleone wedding at the beginning of the movie, and all the girls go nuts and start screaming. He sings a song.
Yeah.
He's got the...
It's like, who else is that going to be?
And who else had mob ties?
Mm-hmm.
What other crooner, teen idol from the 40s, had mob ties throughout his entire career? I don't know. He threatened to sue Coppola. He didn't. But he threatened to sue Coppola because it was like, you can't, I want you to cut the, they said he wanted to cut the character out of the movie.
I don't even think that would hold up.
No. I mean, you can't prove it. You can't say it is based on me because there's this weird, don't you think like if he's protesting so much that's kind of an admission of guilt? Like I do, he always denied mafia connection. Always. Sinatra always denied
it. Well,
But don't you think, oh, that character's too much like me. In The Godfather? Really? Dost thou protest too mucheth? Anyway. So, Esmeralda, one more holiday or birthday.
Yes.
You a fan of Jane Austen?
Sure.
Come on, you're a chick. You're supposed to like Jane Austen.
She's the, like, Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, that's...
What? Just making sure.
December 16th, 1775, she was born. She wrote her heart out from an early age, but did not publish her first novel until 1811, when she was 36 years old. Sense and Sensibility sold well, so Austen published Pride and Prejudice in 1813, a novel she completed when she was only 21. Two more novels followed, all published anonymously.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was only after Austen's death at age 41 that her true identity was revealed to the literary world. Two more of her novels were published posthumously. She died at 41?
That's really depressing, especially since she became famous at 36.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. 41. Well, life expectancy in the, 1700s? Not so good, right? But still, 41, that's too damn young. Okay. December 16th, same day.
Hmm.
Beethoven's birthday.
Oh.
So you can celebrate Jane Austen and Beethoven. What did he die? 20? How old was he?
He was old, wasn't he?
He was, yeah, I think he was. Well, he wore powdered wigs. He could have been younger than we thought.
That's true.
Yeah. Do you remember John Belushi's portrayal of Ludwig von Beethoven on SNL?
Vaguely.
I'm sure you can find footage of it.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
Okay.
Very funny. Like most of what... John Belushi did. Funny stuff. Mm-hmm.